An inside look at what happened over the weekend, brought to you by the Inglewood Golf and Curling Club Central Location. $9,000 full certificate membership payable over 3 years, interest-free. It is the best membership price in Calgary. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Pleased, as always, to be joined by Ian Leggett, former PGA Tour player and Sportsnet golf analyst. Good morning, Ian. How are you?
Good morning, Andrew. I'm well, thanks.
The big news today, and it's funny because it's been a long-ranging debate, I suppose, and it finally came to fruition yesterday, but the ban on anchored putters in the sport of golf, and intrigued to get your take on it. I guess whether you agree with it or not, it's now kind of meaningless because the question you have to ask is, where do we go from here? It's going to be implemented in 2016, but as of yet, and they released their statement yesterday, PGA Tour has yet to officially confirm whether they're going to comply with this, because as we know, there's a number of guys, a number of notable guys, major winners, Keegan Bradley, Adam Scott, and Webb Simpson was pretty vocal yesterday, that use these anchored putters. Do you have a convicted feeling on it one way or the other?
Well, I think the PGA Tour is going to have to adopt what the USGA and RNA sort of have implemented. Number one, they control two majors, first of all. So, I mean, we're not going to have Keegan Bradley putting with a long putter for every week but 2 weeks. So he's going to have to start to conform to those rules in a couple years. But, you know, I like the due diligence that they put into it. And there's no doubt about it that there is an advantage to using it. And, you know, the debate is, if it's such an advantage, then why isn't everybody using one? Well, the advantage lies in the guys that struggle with short putters, and they put these in play, and all of a sudden they're able to win. It's no different than, you know, beating it back to, you know, 68 when Sam Snead, you know, putted between his legs, and they changed the rule then that you're not allowed to straddle the line of a putt anymore because they felt like it was too much of an advantage. So, and it is. You look, Ernie Els would not have won the British Open last year if it weren't for a belly putter, because he struggles so much with a short putter. And I think there is, I know that there's a skill set involved in holding a golf club away from your body. And by holding that putter in against your chest, it definitely gives those players an advantage that struggle with that technique.
Now, I go back and forth because, I mean, I don't use one. It's just, you know, the average everyday golfer. And the biggest thing is because I think it looks ridiculous. But I also know how difficult this sport is. And part of me thinks, hey, if you can put a Hoover vacuum cleaner in your bag and hit the ball in the hole, be my guest.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's ways guys have manipulated their golf equipment over the years with, you know, guys that, you know, Ben Hogan did it. People probably don't realize that Ben Hogan always had a lot of trouble hooking the golf ball. And he made a set of golf clubs that were incredibly heavy, which doesn't allow you to hook the golf ball. So guys on the PGA Tour and, you know, members at your golf club do it all the time with fatter grips and, you know, different ways to manipulate your equipment. But I think you're still holding the golf club away from your body. And, you know, guys are always going, the game has evolved. I mean, if it hasn't evolved and we haven't, you know, made the game a better for everybody to play, the 30 handicapper to the PGA Tour player, we'd still be playing stymies like we did 60 years ago. So it's a better game, and the USGA and the RNA are doing the right things to protect the integrity of that game, because it's a game of honor, it's a game of skill, and this is one more way that they're making sure that the game doesn't get away from them.
Yeah, it's true. It's a good point by you, and you're right. The game does evolve, and we've seen technology go along right with it. I mean, and I guess it's like stopping your kid from growing up too fast. If there's a way you can delay things a little bit for, like you said, the integrity or the classic feel of the sport, I guess credit to the USGA for trying to do it.
Yeah, and they've done it for a long time. I mean, they did it with square grooves a few years ago, and obviously there was a big pushback from Ping at that particular time. But there's a skill set, once again, in spinning the golf ball. You know, not everybody's able to stand up there and hit a wedge shot and make it come back. I mean, there's a skill involved in that. And when the equipment starts to step in that takes away that particular skill, well, then, you know, I think they're doing the right thing by continually evolving into maintaining the standards and the history of the game.
So let's look at the superstars that do use these anchored putters and the guys that have won with them. And like I said, just perusing, I think the most telling comments yesterday probably came from Webb Simpson. But you have Webb, you have Adam Scott, you have Keegan Bradley, just to name a few. How difficult is it going to be for these guys to amalgamate the old putters back into their game and for them to be as effective come a year or two from now?
Well, I'm not really sure about, Keegan and Webb because, they're young guys. They've been using that method for a long time. And now I don't know whether either one of them have had, yip issues in the past, and that's why they've implemented it, or they've implemented it just because they grabbed it as a young kid and all they realized that they had putted nicely with it. So, but there are going to be some problems. Adam Scott's going to be a problem. Ernie Els is going to be a problem. Tim Clark is going to be a problem. So I think that we just have to, kind of see where it all plays out. I think that, guys with Keegan and Webb who are, kind of taking a stand here, they're not going to have much of a leg to stand on because we were talking about it this morning at Sportsnet about that. If you took a poll on the PGA Tour, I'm willing to bet you that 90% of the players feel that they would vote against being allowed to use an anchored putter. So it's going to be interesting to see where it plays out with those young guys. The last four major winners have all used anchored putters. So I think there's an issue there with, Keegan Bradley and Adam Scott and Ernie Els. So I think we're going to see where this plays out. And I think they're going to have to start implementing it very, very soon into their game because there's just no way I see the PGA Tour being able to set a second set of rules just for a handful of guys.
Ian Leggett, our guest, inside the PGA, brought to you by the Inglewood Golf and Country Club. Wondering, and I know this is a broad question. You've probably played around at least with the anchored putters, but when you played on tour, how did you approach the putting game?
I just I was very streaky. I never really ventured out. I tried to venture into a long putter a couple times and just wasn't very good with it. So it's just, the thing is with putting more than anything, it's the simplest little stroke that's in golf. And it just goes to show you how mentally evasive the game can be when you take a putter and it's only moving back, 5 or 6 inches back and forth. And even the best players in the world struggle with it. So, and they're having to come up with new methods to actually get over that hurdle that mentally takes over their ability to hole a short or any kind of putt, actually. So I think that when it comes to that, there's a skill set involved. And when I was playing, I worked very, very hard at it, just being a very mediocre putter at times. But you have to put in the time. You have to put in the effort. You've got to come over those mental hurdles just to be able to compete. And you look at a guy, even though he is using a long putter now, but Bernhard Langer suffered the yips 3 or 4 times in his career, and he never went to an anchored type of a putting system. He used some unusual grips and setups and everything, but he was able to work through it to have a pretty successful career. And I think that's the way that these other guys are going to have to do it. They're going to have to just work their way through it and then figure out new techniques to get over the hurdle if they're having trouble with a short putter.
Use the term mediocre. It may be the only thing in sports that mediocre sounds like a huge victory.
It does. Some guys on tour, it's really difficult. It's very interesting to me is that, I think that a lot of, players at the club think that, when you're on the PGA Tour, your skill set is over and above anybody else. But there's areas within the game that guys are so much more superior at. And, you get guys, if you could put the whole package together, you end up with Tiger Woods. But there, guys that can hit it 300 yards that can't hold a 3-footer and vice versa. You got guys that only hit it 250 and guys like Lauren Roberts, who made an unbelievable career because he was a great putter. So there's a skill set involved. There's a lot of variables in the game of golf. And when you're on the PGA Tour, if you're going to win, as far as I'm concerned, you need to be able to implement them all.
Ian Leggett, our guest, former PGA Tour player and the Sportsnet golf analyst. It is Inside the PGA. Before we let you go, coming up this week, it's off to the Colonial for the Crown Plaza Invitational. Pretty good run of tournaments prior to the U.S. Open. Your thoughts on this event, and I'll throw a couple of guys at you who definitely are on the radar for me this week. Charles Schwartzel, you go back a week ago, he did not win. I thought through day one, through day four, tee to green, he may have been the best player in the field. And a lot of people maybe haven't taken note of this. Kevin Streelman, since mid-March, is the hottest player on the planet, not named Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I think, but those are two great names. And Charles, just, you want to talk about putting, here we go again. I mean, here's a guy who just needs to become a better putter. And he is, without a doubt, arguably the best ball striker on the PGA Tour. And this course suits him well. And, you have to work your ball around Colonial. It's not a really, a long hitter's golf course. You have to be able to curve it both ways, very small greens, and often, windier than normal conditions. So it definitely plays in the favor of guys that can, have some ball striking skills. And I think that we're going to see a guy like that win. Kevin Streelman is a great pick. I mean, we always talk about, superstars on the PGA Tour. Where do they come from? And, Kevin Streelman's been a bit of a journeyman, and now he's stepped outside of himself, and he learned how to win, and he's going to win a lot. And Colonial may be a place that, he could get his next victory at, because it is a ball striker's golf course, and he's a ball striker for sure.
Ian, thanks for this. Appreciate it. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next one.
Thank you.
All right, that is Ian Leggett, Sportsnet golf analyst, former PGA Tour player, joins us every week on Inside the PGA, brought to you by the Inglewood Golf and Curling Club. Central location, $9,000 full certificate membership payable over 3 years, interest-free. It is the best membership price in Calgary.